জনরঞ্জন যমুনা তীর বনচারি যমুনা তীর বনচারি জয় রাধা মাধব জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রী বাসাদি গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ নিতাই গৌর হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিব সাদ শ্রী গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ কী গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ্ভাগবতম কী সমবেত বৈষ্ণব ভক্ত বৃন্দ কী নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি বল। তুমজ্ঞানতিমিরন্ধস্য জ্ঞানঞ্জনশলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ। শ্রীচৈতন্যমনোভীষ্টং স্থাপিতং যেন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপঃ কদা মহিমং দদাতি স পদান্তিকম্। বন্দেহং শ্রীগুরুঃ শ্রীযুতপদকমলম্ শ্রীগুরুন্ বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সাগরজাতম সহগুণরঘুনাথান্বিতং তং সজীবম সাদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম পরিজনসহিতম কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্যদেবম শ্রীরাধা কৃষ্ণপাদান সহগুণললিতাশ্রী বিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ। হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপতে গোপেশ গোপিকাকান্ত রাধাকান্ত নমঃস্তুতে। তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বিশ্বভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরিপ্রিয়ে। বাঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্য এব চ পতিতানং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবসাদি গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। মুকুং করতি বাচালং পঙ্গুং লঙ্ঘায়তি গিরিম যৎকৃপা তমহং বন্দে শ্রীগুরুন দিনতারিণম পরমানন্দমাধবম্। রিডিং ফ্রম শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম Prabhuji asked me to introduce myself. My name is Premanjan Das. I joined this ISKCON movement in 1986. I forgot the exact date. It is near about Gaur Purnima festival in 1986. And after that I was serving in Mayapur, in Kolkata, Manipur, Tripura, Agartala. I had been serving in Mayapur from 1990 to 96 mainly in BBT and Gurukul, and then after that I went to Mumbai, then Agartala. Last 15 years I had been staying at Agartala, and recently I have come back to Mayapur, and now I have rejoined in our school, international school in Mayapur. So please bless me so that I can continue the rest of my life here in Mayapur. Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 4, Text 4. Sati quits our body. So please repeat after me. Tam annagachan druta ವಿಕ್ರಮಾಂ ಸತಿಂ ಏಕಾಂ ತ್ರಿನೇತ್ರ ಅನುಚರ ಸಹಸ್ರಶ ಸ ಪಾರ್ಷದ ಜಕ್ಷ ಮುನಿಮನ್ ಮದಾದಯ ಪೂರೋ ವೃಷೇಂದ್ರಾಸ್ ತರಷ ಗತ ವ್ಯಥಾ ತಾಮನ್ನ ಗಚ್ಚನ್ ದ್ರುತ ವಿಕ್ರಮಾಂಶತೀಂ ತಾಮನ್ನ ಗಚ್ಚನ್ ದ್ರುತ ವಿಕ್ರಮಾಂಶತೀಂ ಏಕಾಂ ತ್ರಿನೇತ್ರಾನುಚರಾ ಸಹಸ್ರಶ ಏಕಾಂ ತ್ರಿನೇತ್ರಾನುಚರಾ ಸಹಸ್ರಶ ಸಪಾರ್ಷದ ಜಕ್ಷ ಮುನಿಮನ್ ಮದಾದಯ ಸಪಾರ್ಷದ ಜಕ್ಷ ಮುನಿಮನ್ ಮದಾದಯ ಪುರೋ ವೃಷೇಂದ್ರಾಸ್ತರಶಾಗತ ವ್ಯಥ ಪುರೋ ವೃಷೇಂದ್ರಾಸ್ತರಶಾಗತ ವ್ಯಥ ತಾಮನ್ನ ಗಚ್ಚನ್ ದ್ರುತ ವಿಕ್ರಮಾಂಶತಿ ಏಕಾಂ ತ್ರಿನೇತ್ರಾನುಚರಾ ಸಹಸ್ರಶ ಪಾರ್ಷದ ಜಕ್ಷ ಮುನಿಮನ್ ಮದಾದಯ ಪುರು ವೃಷೇಂದ್ರಾಸ್ತರಶಾಗತ ವ್ಯಥಾ ತಾಮನ್ನ ಗಚ್ಚನ್ ದ್ರುತ ವಿಕ್ರಮಾಂಶತಿ ಏಕಾಂ ತ್ರಿನೇತ್ರಾನುಚರಾ ಸಹಸ್ರಶ ಶಪಾರ್ಷದ ಜಕ್ಷ ಮುನಿಮನ್ ಮದಾದಯ ಪುರೋ ವೃಷೇಂದ್ರಾಸ್ತರಶಾಗತ ವ್ಯಥಾ ಚಂದ್ರತ ವಿಕ್ರಮಾಂಶತಿ ಏಕಾಂ ತ್ರಿನೇತ್ರಾನುಚರಾ ಸಹಸ್ರಶ ಸಪಾರ್ಷದ ಜಕ್ಷ ಮುನಿಮನ್ ಮದಾದಯ ಪುರೋ ವೃಷೇಂದ್ರಾಸ್ತರಶಾಗತ ವ್ಯಥಾ ತಾಮನ್ನ ಗಚ್ಚನ್ ದ್ರುತ ವಿಕ್ರಮಾಂಶತಿ ಏಕಾಂ ತ್ರಿನೇತ್ರಾನುಚರಾ ಸಹಸ್ರಶ ಸಪಾರ್ಷದ ಜಕ್ಷ ಮುನಿಮನ್ ಮದಾದಯ ಪುರೋ ವೃಷೇಂದ್ರಾಸ್ತರಶಾಗತ ವ್ಯಥಾ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ತಾಮನ್ನ ಗಚ್ಚನ್ ದ್ರುತ ವಿಕ್ರಮಾಂಶತಿ ಏಕಾಂ ತ್ರಿನೇತ್ರಾನುಚರಾ ಸಹಸ್ರಶ ಸಪಾರ್ಷದ ಜಕ್ಷ ಮುನಿಮನ್ ಮದಾದಯ ಪುರು ವೃಷೇಂದ್ರಾಸ್ತರಶಾಗತ ವ್ಯಥಾ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ তাম হার সতি অন্ন গচ্ছন ফলোড দ্রুত বিক্রমান লিভিং র্যাপিডলি সতিম সতি একাম অ্যালোন ত্রিনেত্রা অফ লর্ড শিব হু হ্যাজ থ্রি আইস অনুচরা দ্য ফলোয়ার্স সহস্রশ বাই থাউজেন্ডস সপার্ষদ যক্ষা অ্যাকম্পানিড বাই হিজ পার্সোনাল অ্যাসোসিয়েটস অ্যান্ড দ্য যক্ষস মণিমন মদাদয় মণিমন মদ এটসেট্রা পুরো বৃষেন্দ্রা হ্যাভিং দ্য নন্দি বুল ইন ফ্রন্ট তরসা সুইফটলি গত ব্যথা উইদাউট ফিয়ার ট্রান্সলেশন অ্যান্ড পারপোর্ট বাই হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস এসি ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী শিল প্রভুপাদ জয় শিল প্রভুপাদ কি ট্রান্সলেশন হোয়েন দে স সতী লিভিং অ্যালোন প্লিজ রিপিট আফটার মি হোয়েন দে স সতী লিভিং অ্যালোন ভেরি র্যাপিডলি থাউজেন্ডস অফ লর্ড শিবস ডিসাইপলস হেডেড বাই মণিমান অ্যান্ড মদর কুইকলি ফলোড হার উইথ হিজ বুল নন্দি in front and accompanied by the jakshas purport sati was going very fast so that she might not be checked by her husband but she was immediately followed by the many thousands of disciples of lord shiva headed by the jakshas muniman and madha The word gato betha used in this connection means without fear. Sati did not care that she was going alone. Therefore, she was almost fearless. The word anuchara is also significant, for it indicates that Lord Shiva's disciples are always ready to sacrifice anything for Lord Shiva. All of them could understand the desire of Shiva, who did not want Sati to go alone. Anuchara means those who can immediately understand the purpose of their master. So the story continued. In the beginning, Sati was a little fluctuating, her mind was fluctuating when Lord Shiva prohibited her to go to her father's house. Her mind was fluctuating. She was entering into room and coming out again and again entering into room. But at last she got more determined and she left the house very rapidly. She was afraid that her husband will check her. So she did not want to give any chance to her husband to check her. So apparently it seems that Sati committed a mistake. She disobeyed her husband. In Vedic culture, a wife should never disobey her husband. At the same time, we must keep in mind that Sati is not an ordinary woman. Actually, when someone is very special personality like demigods, Lord Brahma, Indra, like Sati, then their behavior should not be compared with our behavior of the ordinary people. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Tejiyasam na dosaya vannehi sarva bhujajatha. when someone is very powerful, his behavior should not be condemned or should not be criticized, thinking that it is very blamable, thinking that it is very bad. We should not think like that, because they are very powerful. Even if we think like that, it is an offense. There are many examples like this. Just like Lord Brahma was attracted to his daughter, and his grandchildren, his grandsons, just smiled at Brahma, thinking that what he is doing. Brahma's grandchildren, he had six grandchildren from Murichi, and they just smiled at Brahma when he was sexually attracted to his daughter. But it was counted as offense, great offense to Brahma. So, as a result, they took birth a son of Hiranyakashipu, and Indra killed them with his vajra. And after that, they took birth again a son of Devaki, six sons of Devaki, and they were killed by Kamsa. It is only due to that offense they committed to Brahma. So now, apparently, with our, little intelligence, we can think, we can misunderstand Brahma. Yes, Brahma committed a mistake. From our point of view, from our level, it looks like Brahma committed a great mistake. But because his grandchildren just smiled a little bit, just by smiling, they committed a great mistake. So much so that they were getting severe punishment life after life. So from this lesson we can understand that if any so-called mistakes are committed by any great personalities like Brahma, Indra, these are not to be criticized or not to be blamed, but you have to take the lesson. Just lesson. Yesterday our Padmanayan Prabhu was telling that the word mentioned Bhagavad Ichchaya in the comment by some, I think Vishwanath Chakraborty Thakur or someone. Bhagavad Ichchaya, actually when great personalities commit mistake, especially pure devotees, when they commit mistake, then we have to understand that it is under the control of Lord. When Brahma committed mistake, it was under the control of Lord. When Shoti committed mistake, it was under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, she committed a mistake when he entered into the house of sage Shamik. So he was asking for water. He was thirsty, and as a king, he entered there. He was a special guest, and he was asking for water, but the sage could not hear. So Maharaj Parikshit felt offended, and he found a dead snake, and he just put that snake like a garland around the neck of that sage. So apparently Parikshit Maharaj committed a severe mistake, a very serious offense. And also, apparently he got a severe curse. But at the same time, it is explained, Prabhupada also explained, actually this mistake is also, the will of providence. It is act of providence. It is controlled by God. We cannot personally criticize or blame Parikshit Maharaj for that mistake, because the Lord has a greater plan. Because if Parikshit Maharaj did not commit that mistake, had not committed that mistake, so people in Kali Yuga wouldn't have got the chance to listen Bhagavatam. Because of his mistake, Bhagavat is the byproduct of his mistake. So his mistake produced Bhagavatam. So in this way, surely it was pre-planned. ఇట్ ఈస్ అండర్ ద కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. సిమిలర్లీ అర్జున కమిటెడ్ మిస్టేక్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్. హీ టోల్డ్ వెన్ హీ సా ఆల్ హిస్ రిలేటివ్స్ హీ వాస్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్ అండ్ హీ టోల్డ్ ఐ డోంట్ లైక్ టు ఫైట్ విత్ మై రిలేటివ్స్ విత్ మై ఫ్రెండ్స్ బట్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఫర్ ధర్మ యూ కెన్ కీల్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఇఫ్ నెససరీ ఇఫ్ రిక్వైర్డ్ అండ్ ఎస్పెషలీ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ శాంక్షన్ బై ద లార్డ్. ధర్మ ఈస్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ థింగ్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్. ఫర్ ధర్మ వీ కెన్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ అర్జున మిస్ దట్ పాయింట్. అర్జున వాస్ థింకింగ్ దట్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఐ మస్ట్ సపోర్ట్ మై రిలేటివ్స్ బట్ హీ మిస్ దట్ పాయింట్. ధర్మ వాస్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ థింగ్ టు సపోర్ట్. సో దిస్ వాజ్ అ మిస్టేక్ బట్ దిస్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో వీ కెనాట్ క్రిటిసైజ్ అర్జున దట్ అర్జున సీ అర్జున ఇస్ అ గ్రేట్ డివోటీ బట్ హీ ఈస్ కమిటింగ్ ఎ మిస్టేక్. దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ మిస్టేక్స్ దిస్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ అవర్ క్రిటిసిజం. వీ కెనాట్ క్రిటిసైజ్ రదర్ వీ మస్ట్ ఫుల్ రెస్పెక్ట్ బికాస్ దిస్ ఇస్ కంట్రోల్ బై గాడ్. ఆల్ దీస్ మిస్టేక్స్ ఆర్ ప్రీ ప్లాన్డ్ అండ్ గాడ్ ఈస్ కంట్రోలింగ్ దేర్ మిస్టేక్స్ టు గివ్ అస్ ఎ లెసన్. దర్ ఇస్ ఎ పర్పస్. ద పర్పస్ ఇస్ దట్ గాడ్ వాంట్స్ అస్ టు గివ్ అస్ ఎ లెసన్. If we commit mistakes, if we do commit some mistakes, it will not be mentioned in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. But if Brahma commits a mistake, if Arjun commits a mistake, if Parikshit Maharaj commits a mistake, if Shoti commits a mistake, it is narrated very elaborately in details. So why? Because God wants to give us some good lesson. And we have to take the lesson only. We have no right to criticize or blame them, but we must be satisfied with the lesson. What is that lesson? That as ordinary people, a chaste lady should not disobey her husband. In Vedic literature, in Vedic culture, husband is considered as master. Just like here, Lord Shiva is master of Shoti. Of course, if husband is disqualified, there can be exceptional cases also, but it is a general formula. Husband is supposed to be qualified and supposed to act as a master. And if the wife follows her husband respectfully, then her life is successful, especially when the husband is a perfect devotee. But it is not that the wife has to be very blind. It is not like that. It is also written in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Patiṃ ca patitaṃ tejat. If the husband is fallen, wife can also leave her. At the same time, it is not sanctioned or granted so easily. It should not be, it is not that for trivial mistakes, for small mistakes, or even for great mistakes, very great mistakes, the relation can be cut up so easily. Easy separation is not granted. Because once the relation is established, it is not so easy to give up. There are many instructions and many histories in Vedic literatures. We see the story of Mandodari. Her husband was completely fallen, Ravan. Ravan kidnapped Sita, another person's wife. But Mandodari never left her husband. And in Shastra, she is mentioned as one of the most chaste lady. There are five most chaste ladies, counted in the Shastras. Their names are mentioned as most chaste ladies. One is Mandodari, Ahulla, Kunti, Tara, Draupadi. Apparently, if we make a superficial judgment, apparently they look, all of them are like, some of them are almost like unchaste in apparent judgment if we judge superficially. Just like Kunti, she is counted as most chaste lady. But before her marriage, Karna was born. And even after her marriage, she got three psalms from three demigods. So ordinary people may criticize. You see, she is considered as most chaste lady, but she had relation with many males. Draupadi married five husbands, and she is also considered as most chaste lady. So the superficial judgment is not the main thing. Superficial, because we have poor intelligence, our judgment is always misleading. That's why we have to judge everything with Shastra Chakshu. Shastra Chakshu Sha. So similarly, the behavior of Shoti here, we have to judge with Shastra Chakshu, not with our ordinary intelligence. Ordinary intelligence is always misleading. So according to Shastra, wife should always obey her husband, especially when the husband is a pure devotee. Here Lord Shiva is a pure devotee. So Shati must have or should have followed her husband, but Shati did not. And that's why she had to sacrifice her body. So that is also not ordinary suicide. That is also not ordinary suicide. Because she created some fire with her mystic yogic power, and which is not possible by ordinary ladies. So that is also not ordinary suicide. And she disobeyed her husband. That is also to give us a lesson that we should not disobey. I mean, a chaste lady should not disobey her husband. If you disobey, the result will be very critical. Another word Srila Prabhupada explained here, anuchara. Anuchara means those who follow their master very faithfully. Anuchara also means that they sacrifice everything for their master. Just like here, the disciples of Lord Shiva, they even did not wait for the order. Shiva did not order them that you go and protect my wife. Shiva did not order. Shiva was silent. But the disciples, they just smelled the intention, they smelled the desire of Lord Shiva, and they just followed. So that is the perfection of discipleship. A disciple must be able to smell the intention of guru or his master. There are different types of disciple. One type of disciples are called ashar. Ashar means like dead body. They never obey their master. They just take initiation, but they never obey their guru. If guru tells something, oh no, Guru Maharaj, I cannot do this. If guru tells them to go to Pakistan, oh no, Guru Maharaj, I cannot do this. So according to Shastra, they are considered as ashar, dead body, useless. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that some followers of Advaita Acharya, they did not follow Advaita Acharya strictly. So it is mentioned that Advaiter mot jei sei mot shar, tar mot longhi chole sei to ashar. Those who followed Advaita Acharya, their opinion is perfect. But those who disobeyed, those who did not obey Advaita Acharya, they are ashar, they are useless. And Srila Prabhupada explained so many things in the purport, that how even in Gaudiya Math, how some disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur disobeyed their guru, and how Prabhupada tried his best to obey his guru. So in this way, if we obey our guru faithfully, that is the perfection of spiritual life. And if we disobey, we become dead body. And there is another type of disciple. If they receive some order from guru, they follow, they obey the order faithfully. They are also in a better condition, in a good condition. And there are another type of disciples who are foolish. They want to obey, but due to their lack of intelligence, they cannot obey. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur narrated a nice story that one guru had a foolish disciple, and one day the guru asked his disciple to give him some haritaki. You know haritaki? Haritaki. I don't know the English word. It is a small fruit. It is used in different sacrifices. Haritaki. Anyone knows the English word for haritaki? So anyway, the guru asked for haritaki. And the disciple was foolish. He had no experience about haritaki. So then he thought it is like other fruits like banana or mango. Generally, when we eat banana, we throw the skin. But in case of haritaki, it is opposite. We eat the skin and throw the seed. If we eat a mango, we throw the skin and eat the fruit, pulp and fruit. But in case of haritaki, we must throw the seed and eat the skin. But the disciple had no knowledge about haritaki. So he removed the skin and he just offered the seed to his guru. So guru was a little angry. Hey, what you have done? You must give me the skin. Why are you giving me the seed? So the disciple got ashamed. He felt shy. Next day, guru told him to give him some cardamom, you know, elach. So the disciple had bitter experience from yesterday. So he removed the seed of cardamom and he collected all the skin and he offered to guru. So this disciple was sincere, but because his intelligence was dull, so he could not serve his guru. That's why sometimes it is said that an intelligent enemy is better than a foolish friend. Because a foolish friend can harm you, even though he is sincere, but he may harm you. So that's why service is not possible if we are, dull-headed. We must have little intelligence. And there is another story. You might have heard this story many times, that one day one guru was riding on a horse and he had many foolish disciples who were following him. So guru told them, "My dear disciples, without my permission, you should not do anything." So the disciple told, "Okay, Guru Maharaj, without your permission, we won't do anything." So they wrote in their diary. So guru was little, he was a diabetic patient, so he was sleeping on the horse. And his spectacles, fell down on the road. So the disciple saw this. And one disciple wanted to pick it up. And the monitor told him, "Stop. You see what guru told in the morning? Gurudev told that we should not do anything without guru's permission. Did you get guru's permission?" "No, so you should not touch it." So after some times, Guru woke up and asked, "Where is my spect?" "Oh Guru Maharaj, it is 2 miles away from here. So why did not pick it up?" "Oh Guru Maharaj, we did not receive your permission." So Guru got a little upset. "What is it? What is this? So now I give you permission. If anything drops from my horse, my cloth, my book, so many things are there. If anything drops from horse, you must pick it up." So all the foolish disciples, they wrote down in that diary. After some time, the horse passed stool and urine. So the disciples, they had a silver plate and silver glass. They collected the hot stool and hot urine and they offered this dung to Guru. Guru was sleeping. Suddenly he got the pungent smell and he woke up. "What is this?" "Oh Guru Maharaj, this is horse dung and horse urine. So why are you offering this to me?" "Oh Guru Maharaj, you told if anything drops from the horse, we must give it to you. So that's why you are just following your order." So Guru got very angry. And disciples told, "Dear Guru Maharaj, you are very controversial. You are giving, your instructions are confusing you, give clear instructions. So Gurudev told, okay, write down, don't pick up cloth, horse dung, urine. You can pick up necessary things like cloth, pen, books. Don't pick up urine and horse, urine and dung. So they wrote down. This is now, you know, clear, more clear, clearer. So then again Guru started to sleep, and the horse was proceeding, and a village dog attacked the horse, and horse jumped high, you know, and Guru fell down and fainted. So the disciple opened the diary, okay, cloths are mentioned, books, pen, everything, okay, take all these things. What about Guru? No, he's not in the list. His name is not mentioned in the list. So they rejected the Guru naked, they just collected all his clothes and left. So after some time the villagers came, what happened Guruji, why are you lying here like this? They gave their own cloth, okay. What happened to you? Actually, Gurudev replied, actually my name was not in the list. So this is called foolish disciples. So they are sincere, but due to their foolishness, of course intelligence will also, intelligence comes, it is also by the mercy of the Lord. Tadami buddhi yugam tam. So they must have some drawback, otherwise why they are so foolish? If Lord is pleased, if Guru is pleased, mukam karati bachalam pungum langayati girim yat kripa tamahang bande sri gurundina tarinam. If Gurudev is pleased, even a foolish person can become intelligent. So ultimately, everything is based on love, devotion. If our devotion is sincere, this blessings of Guru, with the blessings of Guru and blessings of Lord, we can become sincere disciples and we can serve our Guru and Lord. There is another type of disciples who are actually the best disciples. They can smell the intention of Guru. Just like here we see the disciples of Lord Shiva, the followers of Lord Shiva. They are not even waiting for the order. They are not waiting even for the order of Lord Shiva. They just smelled. They understood what Shiva wanted. And immediately they ran. So that is the main thing. And if we have pure love, then we can also smell what Guru wants. Otherwise service becomes superficial. If we cannot understand what Gurudev wants, Sri Chaitanya Manoho Vishtam. Manoho Vishtam means intention of his deeper mind. Mano avishtam. Avishtam means intention. Sri Chaitanya Manoho Vishtam Sthapitangana Bhutale. Sri Chaitanya Swayangrupaha Kadamaiham Dadadisha Padantikam. So Rupa Goswami was such type of follower of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he could smell the intention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, we have to smell the intention of Prabhupada. We have to smell the intention of our Guru. Then we can serve perfectly. And when you serve your Guru with love and affection, and when you can smell the intention of your Guru, then even if you sometimes apparently violate Guru's order, then also Guru is pleased. There is a nice example of Ramanujacharya. His Gurudev told him, after giving him mantra, he told him, this mantra is very powerful, and if you deliver this mantra to other people, they will become liberated. So keep it secret and don't distribute it publicly. So Ramanujacharya heard this Guru's order, don't distribute this mantra publicly. And just after hearing this order, he went to a marketplace and he called all the people, please come, please come. So my Gurudev gave me a mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you chant this mantra, you will become liberated. So then later on the news came to Guru and Guru was pleased. although he disobeyed Guru's order. Sometimes, apparently, you may see that someone is disobeying Guru's order, but still Guru may be pleased. Actually, love is the basis. Love is the basis. If your love is pure, everything is okay. That love is the main thing. That's why you see, there are many examples like this. Nityananda Prabhu disobeyed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, in every Ratha Jatra, you should not come to Puri, stay in Bengal. But Nityananda Prabhu disobeyed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was coming in every Ratha Jatra. He was going to Puri. So he disobeyed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because the reason was love, that's why Mahaprabhu was pleased. There are many examples if we source Shastra. There are many examples. Just like there is a very nice, excellent, beautiful example of Govinda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant, apparently disrespecting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day after dancing so much, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was acting like he was very tired. And he was sleeping on the threshold near the door. And there was no way to go inside. You know, he was just sleeping on the door. So Govinda, his personal servant, wanted to serve Lord's feet. So Govinda asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Mahaprabhu, can I enter inside? I want to serve your feet." Mahaprabhu told, "I cannot move. I am very tired. So today you don't want his message." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, this is up to you. If you want, you can do. If you don't want, not needed. It's up to you. But I cannot move. I am very tired. So then what Govinda did? He just covered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body with a cloth and he jumped over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He crossed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by jumping. And it is apparently a great disrespect to jump over Guru. Then he started to massage the feet. After 45 minutes, approximately 45 minutes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke up and asked, "Did you take prasadam?" "No. Prasadam was outside." "So why you did not take prasadam?" "Because you are sleeping on the door. How can I cross you?" Then Mahaprabhu asked, "How did you enter?" Govinda was silent. The silence also significant. He was silent because he did not like advertisement. "You see, I am so great devotee. For your service I have come inside. But for my prasadam I am not going out." So he did not want to advertise himself. He was silent. So his silence is also his humility. Mahaprabhu understood. He came inside to serve me. But he cannot go outside because it was his own prasadam. He had to eat himself. For his own eating, he can tolerate. But for the satisfaction of the Lord, he came inside, apparently insulting the Lord. There is a nice story of the gopis. One day Krishna started to act that as if he was sick, he was having some headache. And he told Narad Muni, "If some of my devotee keeps the dust of his feet, lotus feet, then my headache will, if I smear the dust, then my headache will be cured." Then Narad himself was very scared. And he went to Shiva, Brahma, so many personalities. They are all scolding Narada, "Are you mad?" At last Narada went to the gopis. And when they heard that Krishna is suffering headache, they became mad. "Tell us, what can we do?" So the medicine is, if any devotee gives the dust of his or her feet, and immediately all the gopis, they collected all the dust and they made a bundle and gave to Narad Muni. "Okay, go and give." So Narad Muni was surprised. "You know, what are you doing? You will go to hell by doing this. Oh, let us go to hell. But let Krishna be cured." So there we cannot imitate that action because their level is completely, they are made after Krishna and their love is 100% pure. So they can do this. So apparent disrespect, apparent disobedience, everything is adjusted when the love is pure. That's why Krishna says, bhakti or love is more powerful than God. Generally we know God is all powerful. But there is another thing which is more powerful than God, that is bhakti or love. And that is controlled by the devotees. That's why Krishna says, mad bhakta puja abhadika. If you worship my pure devotees, that is more important than worshipping me. Because pure devotees, in their heart, it is love for God. And that is more powerful than God. So I like to stop here. If you have any question or comment, you can kindly pass your comment, or if you ask question, I will try my best to answer. If there is any mistake, you please rectify.
How should we think about Dakshadev? His mistake was also partially he was criticizing the pure devotee Lord Shiva.
Actually, if it is pre-planned, if it is pre-planned by the Lord, then we can just take the lesson. But whether Daksha's mistake was real mistake or it was a drama, that we can remain silent about this, because everything is pre-planned, everything is happening in whatever is discussed in the pages of Bhagavatam. Everything is pre-planned by Lord to give lesson to ordinary people. So we can suppose that even Daksha's mistake was pre-planned. So we cannot blame Daksha. But for our lesson we can say, okay, if we criticize a pure devotee, there will be punishment. It is just like a drama. So just like in drama someone is committing murder. And we cannot blame that person that he committed a murder, because it is in drama. And the purpose is to give us lesson. So we say lila. Lila means it is done with some purpose to give us some lesson. So all the incidents, all the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam are leelas, and the purpose is to give us some lesson so that ordinary people can draw some lessons. So in this regard, I personally feel that even Daksha's offense, we can have one apparent judgment, we can have one deep judgment. Apparent judgment is that, apparently yes, he committed a mistake. He committed an offense to a pure devotee, that's why he got punishment, he got goat's head. So this is the lesson. But internally everything is pre-planned, so we should not disrespect them so much. At least we should not disrespect them. They are high personalities. We don't know even, it is completely controlled by God. So it is better to, criticism is not good. Kaharuna kore ninda Krishna Krishna bole. Ajay Chaitanya Shai Jinibe Kahale. Kaharuna Koranindai. A pure devotee criticizes nobody. He doesn't criticize anyone. So Daksha is among anyone. So we should not criticize him. Hare Krishna. Any other comment?
Hollywood, thank you so much for the wonderful class. Prabhuji, we see that the followers of Lord Shiva, Nandishwar and others, here in this shloka it is said that they understand the mind of Lord Shiva and immediately follow Mother Sati. And the same followers of Lord Shiva, in few shlokas back, we see that they argue and they curse, the followers of Daksha and Daksha himself. So what do we understand? Do they
actually, when they cursed, that was also due to love for Lord Shiva. When they followed Sati to protect her, that was also due to love for Shiva. So their every action was controlled by love for Shiva. When they cursed other people who criticized Shiva, so this was due to deep respect and love for Lord Shiva. And when they followed Sati to protect her, that was also due to deep love for Lord Shiva. So the basis was love. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any other comment? Can I stop here? जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की समवत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल बोल जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश